It's good to see you. It's been a couple of weeks.
It has. You've turned into Grandpa Dave since the last time I saw you.
I became a grandpa. How cool is that?
It's pretty good, isn't it?
It's nice to be young enough to truly enjoy it. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm lucky enough myself. So we'll join the Grandpa's Club here.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So what's been going on with your travels?
Well, I was at your Europa Cinema Conference, and we have a regional seminar for the Art House Convergence, which is a conference that we run annually in January with Sundance, but we do a regional one, and this year it was in Northern California. And then last week I did a seminar at the League of Historic American Theaters Conference in New York. So
let's see. Italy, Northern California, San Francisco area, and New York.
Right.
Not a bad couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's
now, it sounds like vacation to me, but I'm sure it was all work.
No, it was a lot of work. And, you know, you can't complain. You get some really nice opportunities. But it's good to be home. Although I'm headed off to the Traverse City Film Festival with Deb, my wife, next week. So
Amanda Bynum will be back in next week.
Well, maybe I'll call in. We'll negotiate.
We'll figure it all out. So one of the big entertainment news items is Comic-Con.
That's right.
I can't believe how big this thing has become.
Yeah, it started off in the basement of a hotel in downtown San Diego in 1970, and now 130,000 fans come to San Diego for a Comic-Con. There's actually Comic-Cons all over the country, but this is the original and the biggest. Maybe it's not the original, but it certainly is the biggest. And frequently TV shows and movies give fans a tip of the hat. Sometimes they're premiering films. Sometimes they're just letting them know what the latest thought.
Showing some trailers, introducing stars, that kind of thing. Yeah.
And so there's Benedict Cumberbatch is going to be around there for the Sherlock. He plays Sherlock Holmes in a British TV series that has a lot of cult followings, and Game of Thrones and The Walking Dead, all of those HBO kind of things are going to be there. But there's a tremendous amount of film stuff that's going to happen. There's a 6,500 seat arena that people gather in for these special things. It's called Hall H, and folks always talk about what's going to be in Hall H.
6,500 people, you need a big screen.
Yeah, you need a big screen. And The Hobbit is going to make its bow there. It's actually opening on December 17th. But they're going to show various excerpts, and that's The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies, which is the last segment of that the J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit series that Peter Jackson is putting together. Andy and Lana Wachowski are doing Jupiter Ascending, and George Miller is back with Mad Max, with Mad Max Fury Road.
And I assume this one does not star Mel Gibson as the original did.
I am assuming that myself. There's going to be a lot of folks walking around in costumes of various superheroes, but you're also going to get to see some animated films that are coming up. Penguins of Madagascar is going to show, and there's another film called Benedict Cumberbatch is the voice talent in Home, where there's a human alien road trip movie, and then J.J. Abrams, who is going to do the next Star Wars film, which I know you're really excited about, Wars Episode 7, is probably not going to show up, which is going to be disappointing for Star Wars fans, which there are legions of them that go to Comic-Con, and the Batman versus Superman, Zack Snyder's,
in Detroit, right?
Yeah, is not going to be there. They're obviously working on the film right now. They're going to celebrate the 75th anniversary of Batman. This is as a comic book because, you know, it is Comic-Con, and it's or it's not really organized around movies. It's organized around comics and those kind of things. But there's going to be a lot of panels on Batman about The Dark Man Rises, as well as the upcoming Batman versus Superman. And then
this is foreign to me. Panel discussions on Batman?
Well, I mean, yeah, Batman is kind of an interesting modern hero, or is he a villain, or what is he?
And
it's been iterated in a lot of different ways. So back in the 1960s, they had a Batman TV series that was a spoof kind of thing, and then people have gotten more serious about it, and it's been portrayed in different ways. So
as a kid, I thought that was a serious drama.
Yeah.
I absolutely did. Well, I'm on the edge of my chair every week.
That may be your problem with Star Wars. You just can't properly interpret things. But Burt Ward, who played Robin, and Julie Newmar, who was I don't remember who, Julie, maybe she was Cat Batgirl.
Catwoman, right?
Yeah.
I think she was Catwoman.
Catwoman, you're right. You are so right. Anyway, so they're going to talk about the video games and the whole Batman oeuvre as they celebrate the 75th anniversary of Batman. Daniel Radcliffe, who actually was starring in a show on Broadway, and I walked by the theater, and there was just a huge number of people that were there to see him walk out of the theater. It was kind of disgusting, actually. But the movie Horns is what he's going to be there for. Yeah. And then there's going to be another very interesting discussion dynamic, if you're into that kind of thing, of Fight Club. So the author of the original story, Chuck Chuck P is going to be there. And David Fincher, the director and creator of the very popular 1999 film Fight Club, is going to be there. So should be pretty interesting.
You're listening to 89.1 WEMU. This is Cinema Chat. David Fair sitting alongside Michigan Theater Executive Director Russ Collins. And some special screenings are coming our way.
Yes, there's a very special screening of James Franco's new film. It's based on a Cormac McCarthy novel called Child of God. The movie's called Child of God. And James Franco stars and directed the film. So it's going to be screened on Wednesday, July the 30th at 7:30. This is one of those special screenings that include a post discussion with James Franco and Peter Travers. Now, this is not, it's a live recording. It's not live at the Michigan Theater,
right.
But it's very cool, this New York critic series that we're doing. So again, that's Wednesday, July 30th for James Franco's new film, Child of God. Sing-along Wizard of Oz is coming back to the Michigan Theater.
Whether you
want
to sing along or not, seeing that film on that huge screen is the way to go.
It's very nice. That's Sunday, July 27th and Tuesday, July 29th. Both of them will be done as sing-alongs. And then one of my favorite films, Stop Making Sense.
I like the talking heads like I like Star Wars.
Well, I love the talking heads.
I bet you would.
Jonathan Demme directed a concert film that has been very highly praised all the way around as a film, as a concert event. So David Byrne and
it's
the
more
Talking
than a concert
Heads.
Event. As much as I don't like the Talking Heads, it really is a performance art piece, and it's good.
It is. It's very cool. It's very cool. And for many years, it was the top grossing film at the Michigan Theater. We'd do 3,000 people a day, three screenings, 1,000 people each. So
that's
great. And then there's a Swedish movie that's coming out about three girls that create a punk band. In the 1980s, and the movie is called We Are the Best, and it's about being a teenager and trying to find yourself and put your music out there. So We Are the Best plays just Wednesday and Thursday, July 30th and 31st.
Now, the film I most want to see this week is one with Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yes, the late, unfortunately, Philip Seymour Hoffman is in a John Le Carré based film based on a John Le Carré novel called The Most Wanted
Hoffman
Man.
Hoffman is just amazing in this movie.
He is amazing. He plays a German undercover agent, and it features a lot of U.S. and European undercover agents, and they're all trying to deal with a clock ticking down and the stakes rising as they're researching this gentleman who's of half Chechen, half Russian birth, and they're trying to figure out is he a terrorist or is he not a terrorist. And John Le Carré was on the set, and he said, you know, it's really interesting, and you feel kind of useless as a novelist on the set.
Right.
But it was fascinating for him to watch Philip Seymour Hoffman. He just had a lot of respect for his work. Obviously, a sad demise. But the film also, for Philip Seymour Hoffman, just a few months ago, but the film also stars Robin Wright, Rachel McAdams, Willem Dafoe, and Daniel Brühl. So A Most Wanted Man opens on Friday at the State Theater. Don't miss it. The critics are saying very nice things, especially about Philip Seymour Hoffman's performance. But
but that is a great cast.
It is a great cast. The Grand Seduction is a Canadian film about this little tiny town where a physician comes to help them out, and they really try to make him feel at home
and very special,
so he'll stay. The critics are kind of 50-50 on this, but it's a charming little piece about this quirky little town in very, very, very rural and far away Canada. So
and the blockbuster season continues this week,
doesn't
it?
That's right. Hercules, starring Dwayne Johnson is actually getting pretty good reviews. Maybe it's because Comic-Con's opening.
Dwayne Johnson.
This week.
Well, that's the guy that's The Rock, right?
The Rock.
The Rock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The Rock is stars as Hercules, which seems really
appropriate.
Certainly
got the muscles for it. Yeah.
And again, the Brett Ratner is the director, and people were kind of going, "Do we really need another Hercules movie?" But the reviews are pretty good on it. So, cheerful and ridiculously entertaining film, said the British. Publication, The Guardian. So check that out. And then from Luc Besson, who's a French director who did La Femme Nikita, Leon the Professional, and The Fifth Element, he got together with Scarlett Johansson to create this a thriller called Lucy, and Scarlett Johansson's character, Lucy, actually takes a drug that makes her super, 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 and maybe a few more super smart. And she's
right,
able.
She goes from the normal human component of 10% use of brain power to near 100. Yeah.
And she's able to do kind of amazing things in terms of bending time and space and is almost bulletproof. And so, anyway, it's an interesting piece. And Luc Besson is a compelling director. And then And So It Goes is...
Which is the other I want to see with Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas. The reviews on this haven't been so good. So, but he is a real estate sales guy that just is tired. He's mad at everybody. He's very rude. And then the little girl gets dropped off in his house and it changes his life.
Those are your choices. For Russ Collins, I'm David Farron. We thank you for joining us for this week's installment of Cinema Chat. We'll do it all again next week. You are listening to 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from the world.